Charlemagne on Biden's apology, the best apology is actually a black agenda. By Pam Kee on May 24, 2020. Sunday on MSNBC's AM Joy radio host Charlemagne the God reacted to presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden's apology for saying that voters who have trouble deciding whether to support him or President Donald Trump ain't black. Host Joy Reid asked, "Do you think there is a risk that not just Joe Biden, but the Democratic Party in general just takes for granted that, well, the black people are with us. So we don't really have to give them anything else, they're going to vote for us regardless. Look, they voted for Joe Biden in overwhelming numbers, 6 in 10 black voters. Particularly in southern states, they all voted for Joe Biden, we don't need to offer anything more. Do you worry that that is the attitude that Democrats are taking toward the black community?" Charlemagne said, "I mean, I know that's the attitude. I mean that's why I don't even care about the words and the lip service. And the apology is cool, but the best apology is actually a black agenda. They got to make some real policy commitments to black people." He added, "We got to stop acting like the fact that blacks are overrepresented in America when it comes to welfare, poverty, unemployment, homelessness, drug addiction, crime, coronavirus, like that's not an accident. Like the whole function of systemic racism is to marginalize black people. And as the great Dr. Claude Anderson says in the book Powernomics, white society has an out-of-sight, out-of-mind attitude about racism and they don't like to have any discussions of substance about systemic racism. So when you have black people who have the nerve, the audacity, the unmitigated gall to act like citizens and demand something of our vote, it's a problem. It's like you got whites telling us to stay in our place and you got black people saying, oh, stop, now is not the time, you're going to get Trump re-elected. It has to come to a point where we stop putting the burden on black voters to show up for Democrats and start putting the burden on Democrats to show up for black voters." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.